can try to play one more, you got one more year in your deal. So.
Well, yeah, like I said, it depends with how our season has unfolded and a lot of uncertainty with what's going to happen. It puts a lot of futures up in the air right now, so there no one really knows.
What would your timetable be like? When do you feel like you would have to make an actual decision on what you want to do?
Well, there's not a timetable on it, other than the timetable the league gives us. But other than that, there's not a timetable on what I'm going
to
decide.
Beyond the uncertainty, like around the organization right now, your own health, do you still have anything to talk about with your wife, with your family, to consider in that regard?
Oh no, I'm as healthy as can be. You know, there's every nick and crane that could have been unfolded or discovered. I've gone through that and more, and you know that's what I felt I needed to do to make the right decision, if it was to continue to play or not. And so I've done that with no question. So whatever decision I made, it won't be because of health reasons whether I play or not play. Because I passed with flying colors on the health issues.
How did you think you were playing before the concussion, and how might that impact either way, whether you come back?
Could have been playing better, but as a whole, I felt it was fine. So, you know, so that's not a deciding factor either. You know, it's just, you know, the season is fresh. I mean, the season ending is fresh, so it's you know, a lot is going to happen within the next few weeks or so. So, you know, there's a lot of the decisions around this organization has to be made. And like I said, a lot of futures are in the air regarding. So for me to make decisions not knowing the certainty of whatever is going to unfold in the organization wouldn't be smart.
What do you think the future holds for some of the young cornerbacks that played a lot in your absence, Nevin and Quandre?
Well, great. I don't know about in this organization, but great as a whole. So everything unfolded for a reason, and I couldn't be happier for those guys. Meaning just to see guys go out there and give their heart is impressive. And to go out there and see guys who you knew that could play, get given the opportunity, and they had the opportunity and they took advantage of it, that's what this game is all about. That's what makes and breaks. Well, that's what makes the NFL, because there's new talent that unfolds every year, and you never know where it's going to come or when your opportunity is going to come.
You've experienced role changes throughout your career as you've gotten older. What have you thought of how Tolek has handled, you know, his new role this year?
It's a professional. He's a professional. And any professional athletes that know that this is a profession and not a game handle it as such. And he's a guy who understands that. He's not just playing for this team. He's playing for other teams as well if he want to continue to play. He's playing for a job elsewhere. And that's how you have to approach it, how any other businessman will approach their job. They're not just performing for their boss. You know, their performance is going to be looked at by many, and he did a great job with that.
Other than Caldwell returning, are there certain things you need to see in order to even think about becoming back again?
You said, are there
other things you need to see to say I want?
No, it's not other things. Meaning, you know, it's kind of tough to speak on, like to elaborate on, being that there's a lot of uncertainty. So, you know, there's a lot of if this then that, but you got to know this. You got to know this before you know that. And we don't know either. So it's hard for me to elaborate on. But, you know, Caldwell is hands down probably the best coach that I've ever been a part of, been under. And I'm sure a lot of guys in this locker room feel that way. And I'm sure a lot of guys in this locker room will look forward to playing with him again. A lot of guys will go to bat for him saying that he belongs. And we shouldn't have to speak for him, because I'm sure his character and how he transformed this organization should speak wonders. The atmosphere in this organization, how he's transformed the atmosphere in this organization should speak wonders. There's a saying, your action should speak loud enough where you don't have to say a word. And I feel that his actions speak that loud and even louder.
With how the young guys played this year and how you guys played last year, Tony Oden would seem to be a rising coaching candidate. What have you thought? I mean, why has he helped you guys play well these 2 years?
It's just in his DNA. I don't know exactly what it is, but he's a great guy. He's a great coach. I tell him all the time. He's definitely probably the best position coach that I've had. And he knows that. He knows how I feel about him. I love him as a brother, as a person, and the way he handles his business as a coach and the way he cares about his players. I think this is him and Caldwell's first reign together, but they're definitely cut from the same cloth. So it's impressive to see. So I'm sure his future is very bright, and he should, and it should be. Yeah, if I get a call on the PGA Tour, maybe maybe I'll consider that. But it has little to do with what's outside of football. It's all in my head, meaning how I want to handle things, not from a health standpoint, meaning just me mentally. I've given a lot. I've given a lot. And a lot has been given to me. And I feel that I've done the best I could with both. And if I walk away, I'll walk away with my head up. And if I stay, I give it 100% again. And that's just how I handle things. But the game has been good to me, and I feel I feel I've impacted some lives in this locker room and other locker rooms. So in that case, I probably beat the game because I've given back. I feel I wanted to give back more than I got. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud that young guys can say, okay, I have someone who have done it the right way, and I can model what he did or try to be even better. And that's pretty much that all I was looking to do, as well as trying to play well on the football field.
Playing more golf can be enticing.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt. Good golf.
When do you expect to have any kind of decision made? Do you have a timetable?
No, there's no timetable on it. Like I said, it's a lot that has to be decided within this organization. So I'm sure for a lot of guys, their careers are in that deciding factor. And you never know how the cookie is going to crumble. So you have to just see if it does. Are you part of the pieces?
And are you 100% health-wise, everything?
Yes, 100% health-wise. So that's not a deciding factor.
I missed the first
safety kind of extend.
Say that again?
We saw a switch to safety extend a guy like Charles Woodson's career or something like that. Has that ever been mentioned? Would that be something that you'd be open to if it was ever put on your table?
You know what? I would love to play safety. Being that it was just something that I was just naturally able to do. It's something that I have a knack for. I know the game. But, you know, if this question was brought to me maybe 9 years ago, maybe my answer would have been like, yeah, I would love to play safety. Actually, it was brought to me probably 9-10 years ago, and I didn't feel I lost a step, so I stayed at corner.
No.
Hey, if I'm running the same speed as I was when I came out of the combine, then that'd be impressive. I'm not. That's known. But I would love to play. Not saying that I would come back and play, but safety is something that I've always felt that was kind of natural to me. And I always told the guys if I played safety, I'll probably break some interception records.
You know Chris Paulino, Tommy Jackson. See there when you
Chris Paulino.
Assistant GMs now, basically.
No. Did I know who now?
Did Chris? You know him? Chris Paulino, Bill's son. He's in Jacksonville now. I don't know if you guys
know. No.
Rasheen, you said Caldwell's the best coach you've played. What is exceptional about him that you've seen the 2 years he's been here?
First and foremost, as a player, he treats the guy who made the 53 spot on the roster. And the first guy, the guy who made the first spot on the roster, he treats them exactly the same. And you can gather 1,000 coaches together randomly, and you probably will only find that out of 2 others. That's hard to do. And guys respect him for that. The guy who made that first spot and the guy who made that last spot respects him even more for doing that. That's one. And just the way he handled guys, he knows what type of role he plays in our lives, meaning a father figure role, and he takes pride in it. So that means he shows that he cares. And when you have a coach that shows that he cares about you, not just what you do on the field, but you as a person, it makes a big difference. Guys will go to bat for you. Guys will give that 110% for you. And that's just how he is.